About this time each week, we check in with the folks from Jonesboro on the JBO Show, Jonesboro's weekly calendar, to find out what's happening in Tennessee's oldest town. And joining us this morning is Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you on this pretty Wednesday morning. Let's roll right into it, because I know the town of Jonesboro has an incredible outlay of entertainment, activities, all sorts of things, and they do every year for Independence Day. Tell us what this weekend is going to be bringing us.
Yeah, so this evening we have our kickoff dinner, but that's already sold out. It's a Low Country Shrimp Bowl that we do every year. Mm-hmm. Friday evening we have a pool party at Wetlands. That's from 6 to 9. So they stay open late, and they have a DJ, and they do giveaways.
Wow, nice.
And then Saturday morning, we have the parade at 10 a.m., and that will go down Boone Street and Main Street.
Do you have any idea, Nora, roughly how many entrants in the parade this year?
I'd say roughly 50.
Wow. There's
quite a few.
Lot of fun. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so each night, each Saturday and Sunday night, we have live entertainment. So we have Zach McNabb and the Tennessee Esquires, and they are a country music band.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Saturday night starting at 6, and then we have the Beach Night Band. They start at 7. And then Sunday evening, we have a Queen tribute band. And so we're really excited for that. They play from 8 to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, we have fireworks.
Boy, I tell you what, it's an all-star weekend lined up here, too. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe because of the Independence Day activities, there is no music on the square this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We do not have music on the square, and we do not have bruising tunes as well.
Okay, well, sure, that makes sense, Sunday afternoon as well. So, we're thinking out loud right now with Nora Davis talking about activities for the Independence Day holiday in Jonesboro. Now, if you can, just give us a sense, Nora, as you look out from your window there and promoting Jonesboro, how are the merchants lining up and getting ready for the big weekend activities?
Oh, yeah, we have over 60 craft vendors that will be set up along with downtown businesses that will be open. And then we'll also have 10 to 15 food vendors set up.
Mm. That's a lot of all food trucks, or are we going to have sort of a mix there?
We have food trucks, food tents, and we have a few restaurants.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds like a whole bunch of food available, too. And what about kids, activities for kids?
Yeah, we have quite a few. We have Discovery Park and Patriot Park. Patriot Park will be, you have to pay for to be like a bouncy house and the kids' crafts, and the benefits shop with the COP program, so the Jonesboro Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so.
Then, Discovery Park will have more like kids' crafts. We have a gem mining, and so that was a big hit last year, and we're excited to bring that back.
Did you find any gems on your own?
Yes. So the Crystal Raven, which is a business in downtown Jonesboro, provides gems from their store.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great thing, too. So everything kicks off Friday. What time?
Wetlands is open from 6 to 9, and then Sunday we kick off at 10 a.m.
Okay. All right. Very good. So lots going on here. Where can folks find online information? A Facebook page, a website, what?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page, Jonesboro Days, and then we also have a website, jonesborodays.com.
Okay, very good. Nora Davis with the Town of Jonesboro joining us here on the JBO Weekly Show, the Town of Jonesboro Show, to tell us what's happening this weekend in Tennessee's oldest town, Jonesboro. Lots of big Independence Day activities. Nora, always a pleasure. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.